The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
In the quiet suburban neighborhood of Seaford, New York, an ordinary family found themselves at the center of an extraordinary and terrifying series of events. In the winter of 1958, the Herman family, James, Lucille, and their two children, Jimmy and Lucille Jr., were living a peaceful life in their modest home. But what began as a few strange occurrences soon spiraled into a full-blown poltergeist phenomenon that would baffle investigators, terrify the family, and leave behind more questions than answers. It is a case that still haunts the annals of paranormal history, the Seaford Poltergeist. It was February 3rd, 1958, when the first sign of trouble appeared. James Herman, a hard-working man who commuted to his job in New York City each day, arrived home to find his wife, Lucille, visibly shaken. She described how bottles of household products, bleach, shampoo, and even holy water, had mysteriously opened themselves, their contents spilling across the countertops and floors. The bottles had been tightly sealed, and there was no logical explanation for why they had popped open on their own. At first, James brushed it off. Perhaps it was an air pressure change or a defect in the bottles. But in the back of his mind, he couldn't shake the feeling that something was amiss. The family continued their routine, trying to ignore the odd events, but soon more incidents followed. Over the next few days, more bottles and containers began to spill. The caps would fly off with such force that they sometimes hit the ceiling, the liquids inside splashing across the room. It wasn't long before the activity escalated. Strange noises, knocks, taps, and thuds echoed through the house at night. At first, they sounded like the typical creaks of an old house settling, but they soon grew louder, more insistent, as if someone were banging on the walls from the inside. The family would rush to investigate, but there was never anyone there. The Herman children, Jimmy and Lucille Jr., began to complain of even more bizarre phenomena. Objects in their bedrooms would move on their own, shifting slightly, as if nudged by an invisible hand. Books would fall from shelves without anyone touching them. And toys would suddenly roll across the floor, defying all explanation. The family, once skeptical, now found themselves in the grip of fear. As the activity became more frequent, James Herman decided it was time to take action. On February 17th, he contacted the local police, hoping that they might have an explanation for the strange occurrences. Detective Joseph Tozzi was assigned to the case, and when he arrived, he was greeted by a scene that defied logic. Bottles once again began to open by themselves, and Tozzi, a seasoned officer with years of experience, found himself at a loss for words. Tozzi conducted a thorough investigation, checking for drafts, loose pipes, or any other environmental factors that might explain the strange phenomena. But nothing seemed out of place. The house, by all appearances, was perfectly normal. Yet the activity continued, and Detective Tozzi himself witnessed objects moving inexplicably. After a few days of monitoring, he was forced to admit that he could find no rational cause for what was happening. The strange events did not go unnoticed by the public. As news of the poltergeist spread, reporters and curious onlookers began to gather outside the Herman home, eager for a glimpse of the unexplained. Headlines about the Seaford poltergeist appeared in local newspapers, drawing even more attention to the case. The family, now at the center of a media frenzy, found themselves living in fear, unable to escape the eerie presence that seemed to have taken over their home. It wasn't long before the case attracted the attention of paranormal investigators. Researchers from Duke University's Parapsychology Laboratory, one of the leading institutions studying the paranormal at the time, arrived to conduct their own investigation. They brought with them instruments to measure changes in temperature, electromagnetic fields, and any other anomalies that might offer clues as to what was happening inside the Herman house. The investigators were cautious. They knew that poltergeist cases often involved more than just mischievous spirits. Some believed that the activity might be linked to psychokinesis, an unconscious ability to move objects with the mind, often triggered by emotional stress. Given that the Herman children were at the center of the activity, the researchers considered the possibility that one of them, perhaps Jimmy or Lucille Jr., could be the unwitting cause of the disturbances. The investigators set up their equipment and began to observe. Over the course of several days, they recorded multiple instances of objects moving on their own. Books flying off shelves, dishes shattering on the floor, and even furniture shifting slightly without anyone near it. But despite their best efforts, they were unable to find any concrete evidence to explain the phenomena. As the investigation continued, the activity grew even more disturbing. The family began to hear disembodied voices, faint whispers that seemed to come from empty rooms. The knocking sounds intensified, sometimes so loud that they shook the walls of the house. The children, once excited by the attention, now lived in constant fear. Lucille Jr., in particular, felt a growing sense of unease, as if she were being watched at all times. In one particularly chilling incident, the family gathered in the living room as a loud crash echoed from the kitchen. They rushed to find that every cabinet door had flung itself open and all the dishes had been pulled from the shelves, scattered across the floor in a chaotic mess. There were no signs of forced entry, no evidence of a prank. It was as if some unseen force had decided to make its presence known in the most dramatic way possible. Despite their best efforts, the investigators were unable to explain the events at the Herman home. Theories ranged from electromagnetic disturbances to psychological factors, but none provided a satisfactory answer. The case of the Seaford poltergeist remained an enigma, one that defied the boundaries of both science and reason. Then, just as suddenly as it began, the activity stopped. In late March 1958, after nearly 2 months of terror, the poltergeist activity at the Herman home ceased. There was no final confrontation, no climactic event, only silence. The bottle stopped popping open, the knocking faded, and the house returned to its previous state of quiet normalcy. The family, though relieved, was left with a lingering sense of dread, unsure of why the poltergeist had come or why it had chosen to leave. The Herman family eventually moved on from their ordeal, trying to put the nightmare behind them. But the questions remained. What had caused the disturbances? Was it, as some believed, a case of psychokinesis, unconsciously triggered by the emotional stress of the children? Or was it something more sinister, a malevolent spirit that had chosen the Herman family as its target? The answers would never come. The case of the Seaford poltergeist would go down in history as one of the most well-documented poltergeist cases in the United States. Paranormal researchers continued to study the case for years, adding it to the growing body of evidence supporting the existence of poltergeists. For skeptics, the case remained a mystery that defied explanation, while believers saw it as proof of the unseen forces that sometimes intrude upon our world. In the years that followed, the Seaford poltergeist case would serve as inspiration for books, documentaries, and even fictionalized accounts. Perhaps most famously, it would influence the 1982 horror film, Poltergeist, which took the idea of a suburban family tormented by unseen forces and brought it to a worldwide audience. Though the details were changed for the film, the underlying fear, the terror of living in a house where the ordinary becomes extraordinary, remained the same. But for the Herman family, the haunting was all too real. Even after the poltergeist activity ended, the memories of those dark weeks in 1958 haunted them for years. The unexplained phenomena, the fear of the unknown, and the sense of being at the mercy of forces beyond their control left an indelible mark on the family. To this day, the house in Seaford stands as a quiet reminder of the events that once gripped a family and a community in fear. The Seaford poltergeist remains one of the most compelling and unsettling cases in the history of paranormal investigation. And while many have tried to offer explanations for what happened in that modest house on Long Island, the truth may never be known. What remains are the stories, the bottles that flew open, the dishes that crashed to the floor, and the invisible presence that seemed to stalk the Herman family at every turn. Whether one believes in the supernatural or not, the case of the Seaford poltergeist continues to captivate the imagination, a chilling reminder that sometimes the most terrifying things are those we cannot see.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGART MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.